The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. Come on!
You're listening to Heat Check from Trista Crick, Odyssey's official NBA podcast. Find that wherever you get your podcasts. And live all throughout free agency, summer league, and beyond. We move on to Utah. The team that the Mavs destroyed sent spiraling. They have been looking for a head coach, as we know. We'll get into that in a minute. Their offseason has been dominated by either, is it going to be Spider or is it going to be Rudy who leaves? Is it going to be both? Is it going to be neither? And let me tell you, my man, Donovan Mitchell, has done nothing to quell, to squash, to assuage any of the rumors in Mormon land. His latest Instagram story, which is how the young kids, I guess, communicate, is a screenshot of his Spotify profile listening to a song. The song, if you ask, is by Giveon. The title is called Let Me Go. Let Me Go. About as subtle as a donkey punch to the face. As someone who has been subtweeted on more than one occasion with song lyrics, I consider myself an expert, so I wanted to take a closer look at the lyrics for the people. That's probably nothing, right? He's probably going through it with the girl or something, you know. He said, slide through. I decide if I'm worth the time I caused you. Let me know or let me go. Try to find the time I'm worth the time I caused you. Back and forth, I'm exhausted. I've got options, but I miss it too much to stop it. When I see you, the memories of the time that we touched, so I gotta leave unless you want me. Sounds like he's like, you need to get rid of this dude, Rudy Gobert, fast, or I am going to be the bad guy. Man. Jazz, you better get the picture and let this man go to New York. You better figure it out. Sheesh, I tell you what. Also, if we're wondering how Donovan Mitchell is going to feel in Utah land, we now know, is he going to feel comfortable playing with a coach and for a coach who is younger than Mike Conley? Because the Utah Jazz just hired the youngest coach in the NBA. Who, you might ask? Will Hardy. Yes, sir. Will Hardy. Will Hardy is an assistant and yet another branch off the Popovich tree. He has long been considered Greg Popovich's successor in San Antonio. Now that Popovich has decided to coach until he's 250 years old, which is in 4 years from now, his coaches in waiting, like Becky Hannon and now Hardy, are like, listen, I can't wait no more. I can't wait no more. Hardy, part of the Hardy Boys, is just 34 years old and signs a five-year deal. This man's 2 years younger than me. What the f***? Am I old or is he young? As my friend would say, a little column A, a little column B. Just like Spoelstra, He got his start as a video coordinator with the Spurs, quickly moved his way up. He coached San Antonio Summer League teams from 2015 to 2018, significantly impressing Pop to the fact that he was promoted to full-time assistant and then followed fellow Pop alum, my guy, Ime Udoka, to where, well, you get the picture. Now, the next man up. Hugely important hire in Salt Lake. Franchise stands at a huge crossroads. Do we retool or do we break it all down and move away? Do they run it back with Rudy and Donovan and say, fuck you two, figure it out? Or do they pick one side and rebuild? That is the big question. They also hire David Fizdale. To do what, you might ask? To be the 15th associate GM, so that when Hardy the bed, they probably have a coach in waiting just in case. I'm kidding, but maybe not. Here's where they stand somehow, some way. They have managed to go through an entire NBA draft without either making a trade or making a draft pick. Do you know how hard that is to do with Danny Ainge there? Trader Danny? To do nothing? Danny? They didn't hire Danny Ainge to do nothing. To basically say, nope, we're good. Trader Danny is more like a freighter Danny. Or get off the pot, Utah. And on top of that, I'm not even sure you're going to get your All-Star game. Why, you ask? Because Utah, as a state, is a piece of state that doesn't care about allowing a woman to have decision-making ability over her own body. Call that political, call that what you want. I'm keeping it in the pod. Come at me. And the NBA responded with a little memo of their own saying that they are in full agreement that a woman should have control over their own body. Let's find it right here. The NBA and WNBA believe that women should be able to make their own decisions concerning the health of their future, and we believe their freedom should be protected. Utah is supposed to hold next year's All-Star game. Do you think that they will? I think no. Does it matter then if you have two All-Stars when your piece of state doesn't have an All-Star game in it because your piece of shit activities? No, so maybe get rid of them both. What the next move is, we don't know, but we know it needs to happen soon because the rest of the league is making money moves and Utah keeps doing nothing. Memphis, Minnesota, Denver, New Orleans keep on passing them by, and you know what? Feels like a poignant statement by a guy I interviewed one time, and it stuck with me. I said, what's the worst place in the NBA? And he said, Utah! Trash Utah! That was Nate Robinson. I also heard Adam Silver that, you know, Las Vegas might be building a new arena, so maybe we should take that team away from them all together. We'll see you Friday, folks. Thanks again for listening.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.